In today's news headlines, President Donald Trump on Tuesday gathered his coronavirus response team for a White House press briefing, striking a far different tone than he had been. Concerned with the continued impact on the stock market, Trump claimed there was a, quote, simple solution to tackling the pandemic that has required whole cities to encourage semi-quarantines and even lockdowns. He also praised the federal government's response and claimed, despite evidence to the contrary, that it was working well with state governments.
Simple, we're getting rid of this virus. That's what we're doing. That's the best thing we can do. By the way, for the markets, for everything, it's very simple solution. We want to get rid of it. We want to have as few deaths as possible. This is a horrible thing. You look at what's going on with Italy. We don't want to be in a position like that, but a much larger, because we're a much larger country. We don't want to be there. And I think we've done really well. I think we've done well. I think the states have done well. We're all working together.
That's Trump on Tuesday morning at a White House press briefing. When asked why he had come around to taking the virus more seriously after downplaying it for weeks, Trump tried to rewrite history.
This is a pandemic. I felt it was a pandemic long before it was called a pandemic. All you had to do is look at other countries.
The Washington Post compiled several instances when Trump downplayed the virus earlier in March in contradiction to his current claim that he'd been taking it seriously all along.
Now, the virus that we're talking about having to do, you know, a lot of people think that goes away in April with the heat. Because of all we've done, the risk to the American people remains very low. People die from the flu, and this is very unusual. And it is a little bit different, but in some ways it's easier, and in some ways it's a little bit tougher. But we have it so well under control.
Trump was also asked at Tuesday's press briefing to respond to accusations of racism for repeatedly referring to the COVID-19 virus as the Chinese virus.
I have to call it where it came from. It did come from China. So I think it's a very accurate term. But
media outlets are reporting that Trump may have changed his tune on the seriousness of the virus after being shown a recent scientific paper by researchers in London, who estimated that without drastic actions in the U.S. to curb the spread of the disease, millions could die. According to the report, quote, in an unmitigated epidemic, we would predict approximately 510,000 deaths in Great Britain and 2.2 million in the U.S. The White House on Monday recommended that people avoid traveling or gathering in public spaces. Additionally, Trump said that people restrict gatherings to no more than 10 at a time, going further than the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, which has recommended no gatherings of 50 or more people. Trump said that in consultation with public health officials, the crisis could continue until July or August. A new poll found that a majority of Americans trust federal agencies like the CDC more than they trust the president. The White House is also seeking a massive economic stimulus package to the tune of $850 billion that could put money directly into people's hands. This represents a change compared to Trump's initial idea of a payroll tax cut. According to the Washington Post, the White House's new $850 billion plan looks to effectively flood the economy with cash, officials said, and roughly $50 billion of it would go toward helping the airline industry, which is reeling from cancellations. The package comes as the initial coronavirus relief bill passed by the House now heads to the Senate. Under that bill, companies with fewer than 500 employees would be required to offer paid sick leave, but the vast majority of American workers would not be served by it. Meanwhile, reports are emerging of service workers around the country losing their precarious livelihoods because of shutdowns, especially those workers that rely on tips. In the absence of federal government leadership, states and cities around the country have been relying on setting their own rules. On Monday, officials in the San Francisco area of California issued new rules requiring an estimated 7 million people to, quote, shelter in place. Dr. Sarah Cody, Santa Clara County Health Officer, made the announcement on Monday.
These new orders direct all individuals to shelter at their place of residence and maintain social distancing of at least 6 feet from any other person when outside their residence.
That's Dr. Sarah Cody, a Bay Area health official, announcing an effective near lockdown of the San Francisco area. Governor Gavin Newsom signed an executive order halting all foreclosures and placing a temporary moratorium on utility shutoffs due to non-payment. And the California legislature approved a $1 billion funding plan to boost the state's emergency medical response. According to Associated Press, there are currently 557 cases of infection in California and 7 deaths. The state most affected is New York, where there are 967 confirmed cases of infection and 10 deaths, followed by the state of Washington, where 904 people are infected. Washington, however, has the highest fatality rate so far, with 48 deaths. In the state of New York, a city council member said New York City should follow San Francisco's example of shelter-in-place rules, but Governor Andrew Cuomo shot down the idea immediately, saying, quote, "It cannot happen. No city in the state can quarantine itself without state approval, and I have no interest whatsoever and no plan whatsoever to quarantine any city." Primary elections on Tuesday are also impacted by COVID-19, with the state of Ohio canceling the election just hours before polls were set to open. Florida voters complained of poll workers not showing up at least 5 locations. AP reports that, quote, "voting rights advocacy groups filed a lawsuit seeking to extend mail voting in the state's primary by 10 days to compensate." Elections in Arizona and Illinois are moving forward as planned. As more and more Americans turn to delivery of essentials, business at the online retail giant Amazon is booming, with the corporation announcing plans to hire 100,000 more workers and raise wages from $15 to $17 an hour. But workers are sounding the alarm over concerns of infections at warehouses. According to the Washington Post, more than 1,500 workers from around the world have signed a petition that calls on the company to take additional steps to ensure their safety in their workplace. In spite of the fears of the virus, one set of federal workers is not staying at home. Officers with the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency are continuing to arrest immigrants. An ICE spokesperson in Los Angeles justified the operations, saying, quote, "We're out here trying to protect the public by getting these criminal aliens off the street and out of our communities," end of quote. There is no evidence that undocumented immigrants are to blame for the virus's spread, and in fact, they are more likely to be vulnerable to the disease when kept in detention. A large coalition of immigrant rights groups on Tuesday signed a letter asking Homeland Security to, quote, "suspend immigration enforcement operations," among other things. In international news, Iran is warning that the coronavirus could kill millions of people if residents continue to travel and ignore quarantine warnings. The death toll in Iran jumped by 13% on Tuesday. The country has temporarily released about 85,000 prisoners. In India, health experts are warning that the nation's testing standards are too strict and that far fewer people are being tested than should be. And in Brazil, hundreds of prisoners escaped semi-open prisons, and although many were recaptured, as many as 1,500 remain at large, the prisoners were rebelling against the cancellation of Easter visits because of the coronavirus. In Germany, Friedrich Merz, the politician who is expected to take over from Chancellor Angela Merkel, has been diagnosed with COVID-19. And that does it for our news headlines today.